Peace between Egypt and Israel began September 17, 1978, when the Camp David Peace Accords were signed at the White House. But on the 25th anniversary of that historic day, which at the time made Egypt the only Arab country to have signed a peace treaty with Israel, there are no celebrations anywhere in Egypt. In fact, Egyptian politicians and scholars say relations with Israel today are at an all-time low, mostly because of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Imad Gad is an expert on Egyptian-Israeli relations at the Al-Aram Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo. He says both countries describe their relations as being cold.
The Israeli press describes the relation with Egypt from 1981 under Mubarak era as a cold peace. I think the relations between Egypt and Israel today in a critical situation, and we can describe it as not as a relation in cold peace, but we can speak about cold war between Egypt and Israel because of the Israeli aggression on the Palestinians.
This week, the Egyptian government-run newspaper Al-Aram called for the Israeli ambassadors in Egypt and Jordan to be expelled if Israel follows through with its recent decision to exile Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Shortly after the second Palestinian intifada began in September of 2000, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak recalled Egypt's ambassador to Israel to protest what he called excessive force by Israeli troops against the Palestinians. These days, Egypt has only been sending envoys to Israel in its capacity as a consultant to the Palestinians. Mr. Mubarak himself has only set foot once in Israel in 1995 for the funeral of former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Last month, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Egypt could not be involved in the Middle East peace process unless it releases Israeli national Azem Azem, who is jailed in Egypt for spying. Since 2001, Mr. Mubarak has frozen many economic exchanges with Israel, and that has cut in half Egyptian imports from Israel. Today, many Egyptians feel as though the peace treaty with Israel has harmed Egypt's ability to fully represent the views and opinions of the Arab world. The spokesman for the 22-member Arab League, Hisham Yusuf, says he agrees that Egypt's relations with Israel are, as he put it, the worst in years. And he says the deepening Israeli-Palestinian conflict has hurt Israel's already bad image throughout the Arab world.
I think this is the case not only with Egypt, but I think this is generally the case because the sentiment in the Arab world in general and in the Arab public opinion and in the Arab streets is that they feel that enough is enough.
Expert on Arab affairs, Abdullah Al-Ashul, who lectures at several universities in Egypt, says the peace treaty negotiated at Camp David has been good for Egypt. But he says Egypt has not used its relations with Israel and the United States as effectively as it should have.
Egypt has a lot of cards in the Arab world. And these cards could be also used vis-a-vis the United States and European Union. But unfortunately, to my mind, I think that Egypt needs a new foreign policy which is based on effectiveness, a new view, a new vision of the events, a new reading also. And I think that the tools of the Egyptian foreign policy need to be rejuvenated.
Mr. Al-Ashul also notes that the Camp David Peace Accords enabled Egypt to recover the Sinai Desert from Israel and paved the way for stronger relations with the United States, something he says has led to a stronger Egyptian economy and an improved infrastructure. And although he declined to be interviewed, Israel's ambassador to Egypt released a statement this week acknowledging worsening relations between the two countries. However, the ambassador went on to say the peace treaty itself has shown its ability to survive what he called the ups and downs of the Middle East peace process, even though it has not produced what the ambassador termed the desired benefits for Israel and Egypt. Greg Lamott, VOA News, Cairo.